Hey guys, welcome to another week, another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Mandy is so
Can I announce? Oh. Let me announce. Damn, she just loves stepping on my little announcement.
I didn't know if you'd be able to talk with the dentures.
I don't. Chill, bro. Anyways, guys, it's kind of crazy. Of course, you guys have like grown with us over the last 3.5 years. But yesterday, I entered, it's adulthood. Actually, in your 30s is adulthood. I think your 20s is still just figuring it out. Nah, it's still figuring it out. And I know like the pressure of entering 30 is like, holy shit, you got to have your shit together. And I was talking to my friend the other day and I was just like, damn, if there was any way I could enter my 30s, it would be like how I've entered my 30s, like with a savings account, with money that I never thought I would have, with a nigga that I like a lot. I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm happy. Like, 30 was scary for me. Like, y'all know, if y'all listen to us from the very beginning, I used to think 30-year-old niggas was old. A bitch was over here fucking little young things.
Dude,
legal, but young things.
The older you get, you realize how young 30 is.
The older I get, I realize how young, the more money I make, I realize how much I just view it differently. Like, I remember when we were talking, like, even with looking at houses, apartments in New York and stuff like that, I was just like, $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 a month. There ain't no way I'm paying a salary in rent. And now I'm looking at fucking luxury buildings in Long Island City where I'll be paying
that
it.
Like a month ago.
No, no.
I would never pay rent. It wasn't even
a month ago. I mean, I've been looking at mortgages, but just the more like money I have coming in, there's just a lot happening. Like, I've started my own business.
To me, it's
like it's
it
exciting.
Can't be price. It's all about how much it weighs with your income, right?
Which is, again, back when I remember years of my life where I didn't see $30,000. So the idea of someone just paying $30,000 for the year in rent, I could not see it. It did not make sense to me. So the fact that I'm now looking to possibly be spending that much, it's really crazy to me.
Bitch.
I'm blessed. Y'all know I don't believe in the stars and moons or whatever. But
the star and moon
I'm
say,
a Libra,
get out
bitch.
The
well, no, I mean, I am still, which I will say that's the thing. I have a 2-bedroom in the Bronx. So with looking at these, I'm not going under a 1.5 or 2-bedroom, which is the
that
problem.
Right in this moment, like on Street Easy, I was looking yesterday.
Rents are down by like $400,
dude,
$500,
there's
2 months
free.
There's
a 2-bedroom loft in Soho for $2,900, 2 floors, gorgeous. And I was like, wow, like as much as this is shitty of a pandemic, like you can get what you want. Now,
yeah.
I actually called to try to cop the 2-bedroom loft. And I'm like, I'm only doing it because I was like, this is the only way to me it would make sense to not buy a crib is if I was like getting the best deal I could, right? So the lady took it down to $2,700 and I was like, oh, fuck this. I called her and I was like, can I sign a 36-month lease, 24-month lease, 36-month lease? She's like, no. The market's going to go back up. Absolutely not. This is right now. This is for the moment.
It's crazy.
I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to keep
looking. Yeah, in Long Island City, they have specials for 2 months free, but 14-month lease, they not slick. But I would definitely look for a 24-month lease or something like to lock in these prices. But guys, I didn't, you know, welcome to Horrible Decisions. Again, I just want to say I'm just excited. I'm older. I'm wiser. I have a lot to be proud of. I want to shout out to our listeners over on the YouTube and everywhere else that you're listening to us. If you're watching us on YouTube, y'all see there's a slightly new cover art behind us.
That's right. Shout out to Graham. We found him on Twitter through a tweet where I was bitching about another person and was like, need a black graphic designer. And people were in the DMs like, well, I'm not black per se. No, bitch, you're not
what
black.
What does not black per se mean?
I'm not black, but I'm good at what I do. And it's just like,
I mean,
I'm sure you are, ma'am.
I mean, you know, I mean, to me, it's, I mean, whoever does the best job.
No, I'm good.
Well, we got Graham. Shout out to Graham.
We have way too many black people that are not being utilized because they're black, because of their blackness, they can't reach the levels of whether it be followers or notoriety that other people are getting. And I think that's more so the issue with who does the better job. I think that we can't even see past that, right? Like when looking at, let's say, a lawyer or a realtor or something like that, it's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna pick everybody back black, and then out of the three, I'll figure out who's the best. We gotta do that shit. There's podcasts that are good about sex that someone's going to talk about, right? They're going to mention another one. But why won't they mention Horrible Decisions? Because maybe our number's not there when we're just as funny as someone who's up the charts. Like, black shit is undervalued. I get what you're saying.
I'm supporting nothing but black businesses, but we also had a black designer who showed his motherfucking donkey ass for the first go about. So, but anyways, go ahead. Catch us up. What you got to, I saw, you know, what you kind of wanted to talk
nothing
about.
I squirted. It's pee. And
it is not pee. Maybe you just pissed.
No, I didn't piss, but I'm saying like the remnants of pee were in there for one and for two.
I don't piss.
I'm not saying it's
pee.
Whole.
I mean, I didn't squirt it and it wasn't pee.
I'm not saying it's all pee, but definitely there's some pee in there. And the other thing I found interesting was,
did you smell it? Did you taste it?
I tasted it.
You tasted it and it just tasted like pee?
No.
You didn't drink pee before?
It was a little bit like the remnants of pee were in it, but it was definitely squirt because the consistency was different.
But what I'm saying is, how do you know it was pee? Have you tried and drank pee before?
No, but I feel like sometimes you can smell and taste the same thing.
Nah, bruh. Just say you done drank some piss before.
Well, I've ate pussy that was a little pissy. Or maybe like I've sucked a nigga's dick and there might have been like a little dip. Like I've tasted piss in that way from head.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I tasted it with my own squirt. Now, the one thing I found interesting is you had mentioned, I talked about this with Tahoe in Orlando on Hard or Soft. You had mentioned squirting is your strongest orgasm you've had. At the time you said that.
At the time, I mean, right now, just multiple orgasms to me is just like,
this wasn't the strongest.
Another thing.
Like the score, it was still good. I felt a very big like peak rush and like, oof, like release. However, I've had stronger orgasms that weren't the squirt.
Right now, it's the amount of orgasms and how back-to-back they are as to how my intensity is. But to me, I'm not going to lie. When I squirted for the first couple times, bitch, I cried. Like, there were tears. It's like my pussy released and my eyes released.
My pussy and my eyes
released? Bro, both of them released water.
You,
I was crying. My pussy was crying. It was really pouring. It was just, my whole body released all of the moisture. My armpits probably got sweaty.
Okay.
I just don't know. But
we are going
everything
to move
came
on.
Out.
That
okay?
is, there's no more kink of the week because we've ran out.
No.
But
I
somehow
mean, is,
you found your way back.
I'm telling you, that is like,
do you remember who
all
had
the moisture?
The kink for kink of the week for armpits?
Oh, yeah. Zilla.
I remember all the time because anytime I have a picture where like I'm leaning back with my hand on my head and the armpits.
And
out,
you know what's so funny? I just did. Who did I just take pictures with? Oh, shout out Duffy. I just had a photo shoot. And literally, I was like, oh, don't get my armpit. I hate my armpits.
Why?
I don't know.
Let me see.
I am not going to show you my armpits right now,
why?
Bro.
Why? No one else could see.
I don't even know. Did I shave? I just don't like my armpits.
Is it the color?
Yeah, it's like a little.
It doesn't look like
it's like a little gray tone to me. I just don't
maybe
like.
Maybe it's the deodorant.
Maybe it's the deodorant, but I don't like my little armpits. See?
What's wrong with it? You just got to get it shaved down.
I don't like. And that's another thing. My armpit hair be growing quicker than my pussy hair.
So
I just don't like my armpits, bro. Stay away from my armpits. Not going to lie. And I'm ticklish. So my nigga now, just he know I'm ticklish.
I don't
and
like getting tickled. I start farting.
I drooled. I drooled
don't
all
even
over
touch
my...
me. I feel like that the sight of a finger going.
Bro,
just,
as soon as he tickled
immediately.
Me. The other day we was laying down after he done fucked me good. And I was just like, oh, thank you. So I laid down with him.
Oh, thank you.
I did say thank you. And he started rubbing on my shoulders. That was nice. And then he hit me somewhere. I was ticklish. And then the nigga just kept tickling me. It was almost like I was having a seizure.
That's the cinema.
I just started drooling.
We have to do the Tickled documentary. Have you watched it?
No, bitch.
Where the guy gets young kids and he'll like take tickling videos of them and then they can't get jobs later in life and he be trying to like extort them. Dog. Okay, everybody that is subscribed to Patreon or not subscribed, Mandy is going to watch this documentary. You're going to love it.
What's
it's
it
so
on?
Freaky. I'm not sure. Let me see if it's
why
on Netflix.
Why are you watching tickling documentaries?
Dude, I watched it with Jeeves years ago, and he's like, when he found that I had a sex podcast, he's like,
wait, so it's sexually tickling?
Bitch! Look at the trailer.
It's don't show the trailer now.
It's called Tickled, and basically, it's a documentary about a guy that would, like, pay people to, like, get tickled, and it's a journalist who, like,
but
goes
it's sexually?
In and, dude, it gets so deep. It's not, it's sex, it's everything.
Because I did tell you, I did get paid one time when I was younger and I didn't know it was a sexual thing, but someone paid me to do jujitsu with him, but in like
oh,
a
I
bikini. And I didn't know that that was a whole
Model
like, genre.
Mayhem, baby.
That was a whole genre. Bitch, I was like 18, but it was only like, it was for like $300. And I was like, you just want to wrestle me? Okay. Teach me jujitsu moves. I didn't know it was a whole genre.
Did you get
Pornhub.
Oil? What were you wearing?
A bikini, all black bikini.
Now, but you knew it was sexual when you had the bikini on.
But it's not like my titty popped out. They were just like, it was slow motion moves. We weren't actually wrestling. But yeah, I was like, now I know. Oh, some nigga got off on me.
Well, tickle. We got to find that video. I got to find a fucking picture of me. Like, there was paint dripping down on my body. This guy basically wanted to take pictures of paint dripping on me. It took an hour. And I remember I couldn't see because I was turned around. It was just.
I remember that photo shoot that you did.
I feel like he was jerking off.
I remember that shoot that you did with the paint.
I have to find it.
It was like glow in the dark paint, right?
No, I know which one you're talking about, but it was something close. It was green, yellow, and black. Because, you know, I was a damn top queen for life.
She was. Y'all, she really used to be in the club underage as fuck. Dancing, dance hall. Bitch, you opened up for
Elephant Man. Isn't that crazy?
Bro, she was in high school.
This
Little
is
did
a
anybody
whole
know.
Other life. Okay. I loved going to Jamaican clubs because I'm a fucking thought. You know what I'm saying? And so bro, and at the Jamaican clubs, they not checking IDs
we
or whatever.
We was really underage as
and
fuck.
And I love drug dealers. They were in there. So I would go with my friends, and then like this DJ was like, I don't even want to say his name. But DJ was like, yo, you got to be part of my dance crew. So then he introduced me. This is how I met Sade. He introduced me. One girl I knew from high school, and the other girl ended up being my roommate years later. So we're in this fucking dance team. We were like two little light-skinned girls and this dark-skinned girl. So it was like all your flavors you can get. You know what I'm saying? And it's so funny because my mom was like, you know, you've got Jamaican and Bajan in you. Or no, was it Barbados? Bajan. Yeah, that's right. I was thinking Bermuda. In you. I'm like, really? Bop, bop, bitch. Now I really could go to the club. So I used to go to the club, be on my head top. And we used to do all these dances. And to anybody from the islands listening, we worked with fucking, was it Black Bling, that dance group, and Crazy
the two
Hype,
twins, right?
And fucking everybody, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was like so much fun. And like, it's not even like we were good. I could just get on my head and I was cute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then there was this party called Wifey versus Matey. Now, if you guys don't know what a Matey is, do you?
What? Right.
So Matey is a sideline hoe. And the party was called Wifey versus Matey. And at the time, I was dating this DJ. And I was like, oh, I'm Wifey, right? So the Mateys were supposed to dress slutty and the Wifeys dress nice.
Here, now, but, bitch, you know you wasn't the Wifey hoe.
I didn't know that.
Well, I would have told you.
He had a baby mama. But we would take, we had pictures she together in the club. People knew who we were. Like,
you knew you was when there was a baby on the way. Another one.
Well, another one. So the initial child, I was like, okay, this comes with the package. It's cool. Plus, I was sleeping over like, no, I didn't know. This is the gun under the pillow, nigga. So I go to the fucking wife.
Can I just tell you, too? That was probably the ugliest nigga that you have ever, like, publicly claimed. And you really like that ugly nigga.
I don't know.
What did he, like, he, Benson, I went, bro, he was the ugliest nigga. And
he was.
And then he just did us so wrong. It was like, nigga, you ugly and doing a bitch wrong?
Bro.
The audacity.
Do you know he wrote me like a few years ago talking about how good I look? And I wanted to write him and be like, you ugly
motherfucker.
My mom used to tell me how ugly he was.
No, we would go, listen, I would come over to Weezy's house. Miss Jewel did not think, she was like, Weezy can just do so much better, but she liked this little ugly man. I feel like she used to call him ugly man.
His ears.
Bro.
Okay, wait.
I'll start.
Yeah, so I go to the Wifey Matey party, right? So I know who my man is because he used to do sound clashes and shit. And so a sound clash, to be honest with y'all, it's kind of like a versus type of vibe, like with Beanie Man, Bounty Killer. So like basically both DJs would go against each other and shit like that. But here's the tea, bitch. Tell me how I got in trouble for outing this nigga. No lie. Me and Sade, oh, I didn't want to fuck with that bitch. So Sade.
You outed him like hell. Like, oh, Selena Powell. How you outed him?
So Sade was dating a DJ at the time. And I was dating a DJ at the time. And they were going against each other in the clash.
Wait. Oh, I dated a DJ later. Okay, I thought we all dated DJs.
So I told her in confidence, like a few weeks before, about how he wanted me to eat his ass. Right? Why we
you did this?
But I didn't know I was young.
Yeah, but also at this time, we know Jamaicans act like they didn't even eat pussy back
exactly,
then.
Exactly, 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 exactly. So at party, at the fucking Sound Clash, my nigga's beating the other nigga. Like, he's doing real good in the clash. And then the dude gets on the mic. He's talking about, yo. I bet nobody know that he a bachi boy.
No.
Talking about how he got his ass ate. Bitch, I was like, no!
Wait, bro, you were eating ass at 17?
I didn't do it.
Oh, but you just wanted... He wanted me to. Bro.
Bitch, so hold on. Mind you, I had to go home early because I was legit. So I go home. Fucking this nigga calls me at 7 in the morning when the clash is done. And I saw that he won from MySpace. I was like, oh my God, babe, congrats. He's like, no, we got a problem.
That you just said, I saw he won from MySpace... You know what? Can we, like, Jesus.
Bitch, so I call Sharday, right? And she already know why I'm calling her. She ain't answering the phone. And she was pregnant. She was like, Weezy, don't even stress me out. I was like, no, bitch. You really gonna tell your nigga that my nigga was eating some asses? Oh, my God. Yo, it was so funny. Oh, what a time. Oh, so the wifey versus me tea party. So I wear all white like a fucking bride, bitch.
Jesus. Because you thought you was pure. Go ahead.
So I knew what his baby mama looked like. And she was wearing the same attire. And I was like, huh, I wonder who her man is.
So yo, then, man.
Now, this is the first time where I'm about to get jumped. I was really, really confused, yo. Like, because at that time, I was just so gullible. I believe whatever nigga tell me. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, y'all, I ended up finding my photo bucket. So if y'all are following us on Instagram, I'm going to post some of Weezy's outfits and stuff from that time because it's in my photo bucket.
Okay, so, let me approve it first, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to send them to her. Patreon
only.
We'll put on Patreon. So if you follow us on Patreon, we'll do a little clip to show y'all like what this looked like. Because mind you, they used to match like fucking Destiny's Child and all.
Bitch, I thought I was Beyonce.
Like, listen, they did the whole matching thing. So what happened with the baby mama?
Basically, Métis, she rolled up on me and she was like, who did you come with? And I'm like, who'd I come with? And then I seen all her
friends. The ugly man.
And I was like, with my friends. So then she goes over to this nigga, starts making out with him. I start crying.
No.
Bitch, I was so sad.
Bitch, you knew you should have just brought some non-white clothes in the car.
A bunch of bitches that liked me at the club. Because, you know, I was really nice. I was always talking to the girls and, like, giving them rides home and shit. So they was like, yo, you want us to beat her up? And I was like, that's not fair. But, yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I cried my motherfucking ass home. And it was so sad. And then he called me and told me he had to do that or she'd put him on child support. And I believed him because I was dumb.
Dumb as fuck. But it's okay. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and get with the motherfucking vanilla shit. Okay. If you guys are listening to us for the very first time or you're new. Ooh.
That is so childish.
Y'all know who that is.
I hate this ringtone. Toy.
That's my nigga. All right. Anyways, if you guys are following us for the first time or listening to us, watching us on the YouTube, our vanilla shit segment is where we give y'all sex in the news.
That's right. So I found an article that talked about all of the countries around the world that have legalized prostitution, okay? Now, as far as the U.S., Nevada's legal, but it has to be in a brothel. But if you want to take a little trip once the borders open, here's where you can go. Now, one of the most infamous places in the world, everybody knows about it,
DR.
Amsterdam.
Oh,
red light district. Okay. It's legal there. It's very, very safe. They've got great laws around it too. And the girls are in a safe environment. There's cameras and stuff like that. But your privacy is also protected as well.
I love that you real quick just want to let the hoes know where they could legally hoe.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So Amsterdam is one. Mind you, Europe still ain't letting our motherfuckers like us in right now. But when it opens up, there you can go.
You and get open legs. Indonesia. Uh-huh. If you guys don't know, Bali is in Indonesia.
Yeah.
So it says that it's not even present in their law at all. So it's plain to say that sex trade is legal, but it can be very dangerous for like minors and stuff. In Greece, so if you want to take a little Mykonos trip, it's followed the German method of including prostitution as an actual job in society where they get equal rights and they get to have free health care.
So if y'all want to listen,
for hoe for show,
free healthcare to sex workers.
I mean,
I think we need that here.
But if you think about it, on some COVID type of shit, like you can easily pass something around. So it's.
But we talked about that too. It's still weird that there's only certain places that are even offering that test for free. Other places, it's well over $200.
Dude, oh, if you want to get a test in Orlando, I just went again. It's the center and it's on Mills and I literally pissed in a cup and yeah.
Wait, they're testing COVID with piss now?
No. For
oh, just to get
STDs
tested.
And stuff. Okay, it's free. They barely ask you for your ID. Like, good. Seriously, this place is very easy. The other one, Germany, prostitution's been legal in there since 1927 and they have proper state run brothels. They're not right? So they're provided with health insurance, they do have to pay taxes, and they receive social benefits like pension. In France, prostitution is legal, though soliciting in public is outlawed. So pimping is illegal and brothels have been outlawed, but I believe you can have some certain sort of services. You just can't solicit on the street. Ecuador, everything related to sex work is legal. You can sell your body, run a brothel, be a pimp with no legal ramifications. But forced prostitution is a problem there. So make sure the girls like.
Do you feel like, and I believe we actually discussed this with Raquel Savage, but when it's legalized, do you think it then becomes safer for these people?
Well, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Because when it's legal, you don't run the risk of getting arrested or, you know what I mean? Having to do shit undercover. You can like go through a safe way, much like a brothel. I would like, if I was going to be a sex worker, if I'd have the most ideal situation, I always wanted to work at the Bunny Ranch.
Oh my goodness. But that's legal, right?
Yeah. Like, that's the only place. It's super safe. It's clean. They take care of you. And you get to have your own space.
I just remember the TV show.
Bitch, I love that show.
I wonder why it stopped.
He died.
Oh, is that so? Does that mean the brothel closed?
No, but he was the personality, I think.
Man, you could have found another personality, bitch. I'll go run the. Hey,
you remember how the bitches used to fight?
Horrible decisions will come and host that shit. Whoever listening, if you in the TV thing, I'll come and host that shit and set a little pussies off. So will put me in the Bunny Ranch.
Are you okay?
You know, I done did the little madam thing before, so I
was
going
to say, would you tell where you talked about it or no?
Well, no, because I don't support him or his stuff anymore.
Well, anyway, next one. Denmark, prostitution's legal. The government even helps those with disabilities get laid by incurring the extra cost some of them have to pay. I don't know if I talked about this on For Fact's Sake or here, but yeah. Oh, I think it was Fact's Sake. But basically, if you you get a stipend if you're disabled to go and use for a prostitute. Which is amazing.
All right.
Colombia, sex industry, it's legal, but pimping is not.
Okay.
Cartagena, people talk about a lot for prostitutes. In Canada, I didn't know this. Prostituting yourself is legal, but buying sex became illegal at the end of 2014. So it's super flawed and nobody knows basically what it means. So it sounds like the woman can't get prosecuted or the man escorting, whatever, but the person buying it can. It's fucked up.
I'll be honest with you. That don't surprise me because I know a whole lot of hoes out of Canada. Toronto probably got some good looking hoes. Like what? I'll give y'all some tea. All right. NBA niggas love Toronto. So if you fucking with an NBA nigga and for whatever reason, he just don't want to bring you there, it's because the hoes is there,
when
bro.
When I was dating, I've dated one NBA player.
Bro, they don't bring the work like, to Toronto. Like, there ain't no guys. Need.
But when it was the weekend of. I was like, I only have this weekend off of work. He was like, well, I'm in Toronto then. I was like, okay, well, like, what's the problem? I have a passport.
Yeah, no.
He was like, nah, but me and my friends be kicking it. And then years later, he told me.
I will tell you, Toronto is one of their favorite cities because it's like a clean New York, but the women are super beautiful there. I mean, I would compare it to like how women, like people just think everyone in LA is beautiful. Toronto, everyone that I've met in Toronto is fucking gorgeous, really, but they'd be about that whole shit.
They were fine.
So this makes sense. This makes sense.
Brazil, prostitution's legal, not pimping. Belgium. They have been trying to remove the stigma, violence, and fear associated with prostitution, not by just legalizing it, by having state-run brothels as well with fingerprint technology and key cards.
Okay.
Bangladesh. Male prostitution.
Bangladesh!
Male prostitution is illegal, but everything else is legal. Bangladesh has...
Why are you doing...
Was that good, Manson?
Why are you doing this? Well, he's Indian, not Bangladeshian.
But it's the same, like, they're around each other. It's like Dominican,
not they're around each other. Bitch, Dominican Republic don't sound like Haiti.
No,
IT,
but
they
I was
don't
say,
sound the same.
Dominicans and like Puerto Ricans, they both speak the same language.
They will fuck you up if you go sit here and say.
So maybe they can both comment on the inflect. If I ask.
Bro, Dominicans don't sound like Puerto Ricans, bro.
I didn't say they did. But if I was trying to do a Dominican accent, a Puerto Rican was sitting here, I would rather ask them instead of you if the inflection was up to par. God damn.
Okay, go ahead. What's the top two?
Austria, it's completely legal, and it says that they're required to register and undergo health examinations, be 19 years old or older, and pay taxes.
I like that. Okay.
Australia.
I didn't know that.
Differs from state to state.
Okay.
And New Zealand is Australia number one. Wait, Australia got
states too? I did not know. Did you know that? I didn't know they had states.
I would have thought like principalities or something. But New Zealand prostitution's been legal for Kiwis since 2003.
So wait, you didn't say DR. Is DR not on there?
I didn't. DR is not on this list, but I'm about to look it up. I wanted to say Panama too.
Ooh. Yeah, because you Panama, went to Panama. Yeah.
And they thought me and Scissors were whores.
Well, oh, shit.
Well, we are.
I had to swallow this bit wrong. Because I feel like, well, they thought right.
So, if no one's ever heard this story, we go to Panama, me and Scissors. This was last year in May. We're staying at the Waldorf. It was really nice, right?
And it's always the Waldorf in LA done got me setting Alexa up in all my rooms. Like, Alexa, turn on 90s R&B.
I'm staying at the SLS this weekend when I go. And I was like, the company was like, do you want to do the SLS or the Waldorf? I was like, they were like, I feel like the SLS might be more your vibe. I was like, I'll take that. So anyway, we're like, the reason I had to mention the Waldorf, we'll get to the point. So prostitution is legal in Panama with like a card. So a lot of Colombians will come there because it's like better money. And like, it's a very popular thing. And if you guys have ever heard, my sugar daddy took me there before we were even fucking.
Right.
So we're wearing a little thotty shit because we, you know, we like being thots. So all I do is go to the casino. Everybody knows that. So me and her up in the casino.
Oh, that's where the hoes be, bitch. Right.
So I saw people kind of looking at us a little funny. And like, then we kissed. So they really probably thought we was trying to.
Y'all was putting on a show.
Right. But we weren't. And that's the thing. It's funny. People either think we're sisters or friends. Like, it never.
They don't think that y'all are lovers?
Never.
Really?
Sometimes.
You give off lesbian vibes. They don't think you're a lesbian when you're out with women.
When have you seen us together?
Not you. I'm talking about you. I don't, you know, I don't hang with you and your friends, but to me, you give off lesbian vibes.
We did an episode. She was around on Patreon and she came to our Miami show. She came to our New York show.
Which is why, and you guys heard the episode, like you and Venus, that's lesbian vibes. The other bitch who I won't say her name, that was lesbian vibes. I can imagine you coming off more masculine being with Scissors because she's, to me, very feminine. But you give off lesbian vibes when you with people.
Well, anyway.
Which is why people be asking if we don't fuck. Because you give off lesbian.
You look way more gay than me.
Whoa, calm down. Calm down, bro.
Start the poll.
Calm down, bro. No. Benson, I look more gay than you. Maybe because I got short hair now, but no, I don't look more gay.
You've been had a gayer look than me, okay?
I look more gay?
You are gayer than me. Like, I'm just saying, I feel like you give off.
You give off that you straight licking pussy upon arrival. I don't look like that.
You have a carpet muncher face.
Oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. All right.
You do.
Now we really arguing about who look gayer. She look gayer, don't she?
I eaten vagina on a strip club whore? Now, you know how they say we have whorephobia? This is lesbian phobia.
Nah, bro. I don't look lesbian, bro.
You do.
No, all right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Anyway.
Benson, who looks more gay?
Who?
I have braids. She got a shortcut. So technically, what's
up? Go off of even...
Thank you.
Okay, so then before 3 months ago, all right, it's short there too. Never mind. All right, let's go. Let's go. Get into the hors d'oeuvre, ho. Let's go.
Oh, wait, my bad. So we go into the hotel.
Oh, you got the story. Go ahead.
And basically, we try to go up to our room, and we're at the Waldorf. And so the guy goes, can I see your IDs? So I'm assuming because it's 3 a.m. he asked for our IDs. I'm like, oh, I don't really know. I'm like, okay, like we're staying here. And he's like, yeah, okay. And I still didn't get it because we lit. You know what I'm saying? It was like 3, 4 a.m. I was a little high, too. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So finally, the valet guy runs in, starts speaking in Spanish, but I understood a little bit of it. And he's like, no. Ay, papi. And he's like telling the guy, like, he's like, they're guests. And he's like telling us, it's okay. And we're like.
Oh, y'all was about to get arrested, huh?
Bitch. So the next day, we asked the valet dude who was black, so we felt comfortable, but he was still, you know, Latino. We're like, what the fuck was going on? He was like, it's not, I can't say that. But basically,
y'all look like
you walk into a hotel like this, they're not thinking two single girls are staying here. They think you're working. And he's like, so if you would have come in with a gentleman, they would have checked your ID immediately.
I just want to say.
It looked like you were going to work the floors.
I just want to say this is that sexist shit. Because two men walking in, they would never think the two men was sex workers. And niggas be out here selling dick too. I just, sexist ass.
I'm a consumer. I would love to.
Damn. Well.
Imagine if King Noir ran up on your floor and was like, on some Jehovah Witness shit. Hello. I just wanted to stop by and say welcome to Panama. Also, here is a video of my big old penis. It's also for sale as well. And listen, you can have that it right
thing,
now.
That thing big. I don't know, ladies, I don't know how your vaginas is feeling, and I don't know why I'm just offering up his services, because I don't know what he offering up right now. But if, listen, that's a big old thing if you want it. Go ahead and slide in King Noir's DMs and see what that thing hit for. Anyway, let's go ahead. Let's get into the hors d'oeuvre, because, bitch, you talking about some shit today.
Okay, hors d'oeuvre. It is.
I actually like this hors d'oeuvre, because, yes, bitch, I'm all here for it.
Okay, ears. Mm. A women's health survey said that ears ranked just behind the balls as a body Ooh. Part that, when touched, can help men reach their peak. Mm-hmm. Who knew it was such a turn on? And it says, add this to your list. Try delicately nibbling or licking the ears when they're closer to orgasm, or whispering something like, do you like it when I touch you?
Is that all you?
It is, but that's kind of whack.
That is kind of whack. I was about to say, I'd be like, oh, let me drain you.
From-
oh, okay. Oh, I'd be asking to drain them now, bitch. Let me drain them balls, nigga. But no, so I'm actually an ear person, but what I like to do is, like, if we're watching TV, instead of, like, going to just rub the dick, which that happens next, but I do a thing where I rub the earlobes on my neck.
If we sit on the couch, he's like, take your earrings off.
Yeah.
That's all he wants to do.
And then, like, also to just, like, massage on the back of it. I love playing with my
niggas' ears.
Let me tell
you what made me feel.
I am so into ears.
At first I thought I was special.
You're not.
His sister was there with us. I'm not. His sister was with us, and she was looking at him play with my ears. We're all watching TV, and she's like, damn, nigga, you still doing that shit? And I was like, you fucking whore. I thought I was special, bitch.
Bro, he did it to his sister, bro.
No, I think she meant to another bitch.
Oh. Maybe it was her. See, don't be assuming. Maybe she used to like him to rub her ears, and she thought that that was a brotherly, sisterly thing. You go straight to another bitch.
Would you rub your brother's ears or your sister's?
Yeah, I would give my brother a massage and stuff. Like, you don't have to sexualize everything. It's so weird because my friend does that. She'll send pictures of, like, celebrities with their daughters, and she's like, you don't think this is inappropriate? Ew, she's sitting on his lap. And I'm like, no.
Kids.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
I'm just trying to think if what I'm
your brother,
with-
like, yeah.
Well, you know what? Me and Vinny are very close. Like,
I mean, he's gay. He don't count. Like,
but
you can
no,
do everything with him.
I'm saying, like, I feel like brotherly feeling with him. Like, and we, like, he'll still play with my hair and shit.
Yeah. So maybe she was like, damn, I thought that was our brotherly, sisterly thing. And you over here rubbing her ears too.
And he puts his dick in it. Let me stop.
Well, no, I like playing with ears. So ladies, yeah, go ahead and rub your nigga ears.
So for the hoe facts, another thing that you probably didn't think was illegal. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. There are 16 states that in the U.S.
this some bullshit,
still
by the way.
Have sodomy laws against perverted sexual practice.
And if y'all don't know what the sodomy is, it's
fucking
anal sex.
Or I thought you were going to say.
What?
It's your booty hole.
You said it wrong.
Booty hole.
Booty hole.
Wait.
Don't do this.
Booty hole.
I don't like. Why do you have to.
Booty hole.
Why do you have to. I
and
don't
you
got to
put the shit in your motherfucking booty hole.
That's how I sound. I booty don't like. Booty. You do accents really well, but not mine.
Oh, bitch, I killed it the day.
You're, no,
when
you
I
didn't.
Said, welcome to motherfucking horrible decisions. This is Andy, a.k.a. that bitch, a.k.a. Peggy Stallion. And bitch, what's your name? Let's do the catch up like Heinz. Okay, wait. Mm-mm. So much like Canada, how it's legal to sell your body but not to buy pussy, this is what's strange. Gay marriage is legal. Everyone knows we're fucking gay as shit in this state. I mean, in this day and age. But here are the states where you can't fuck in the ass.
Alabama, but wait, so what does that mean? You could go to jail if you have anal sex?
I'm about to read it to you.
Okay, go ahead. Don't read too fast. You know we got to pay attention.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona,
Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas. All right, we're not going to do the whole thing. I know the whole thing, but we're not going to go through
all. Bitch, I bet you don't,
ho. I bet the fuck I do. Can we bet $100 right now?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Oh, nah.
Bitch, because I'm about to take your money home.
Mandy's chest poked out. Okay. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana,
I done had
Maryland,
anal sex in two of them states already.
Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Kansas, Kentucky,
no,
Texas, and
not,
South Carolina.
That is not the...
Okay, whatever. But in Kansas, Kentucky, and Texas, the law is solely target same-sex activity. In the other states, it's for everybody. But in Kansas, Kentucky, and Texas, it's solely same-sex activity. Now, what basically happens if the law is invalidated? How do you find out?
If I broke up with my nigga and was like, police officer, he fucked me in the ass, he could go to jail?
Maybe both. But it's not in New York, so.
Oh.
In 2013, two men were targeted by undercover police in East Baton Rouge, Louisiana, arrested for crimes against nature. In 2015, two men were again arrested for having consensual sex, although the crimes were thrown out by judges. The cases show that archaic sodomy laws still have a detrimental effect on the gays, the lesbians, and the T's, and the B's, and the L's, and the Q's, and the
Bacon, lettuce, tomato. That's crazy.
I don't think.
That's fine, because I thought it was funny, so I'm going to repeat it. It was funny.
So.
It was funny. Nah, let me stop. But anyways.
I feel like we got to cut that shit out, dog.
No, we don't, bro.
Because, bro. Like,
no, we don't, bro. That's a common, like, elemental PQRS. Like, there's a lot of letters. Anywho.
And to be fair, Mandy's looks gay, so.
Oh, my God. Bitch, I'm a part of the community. The same way we could say the N-word, because, bitch, we black.
Well,
I could say bacon, lettuce, tomato, because I'm bi.
Okay, well, I'm just going to correct it really quick. LGBTQIA+. Okay. So, anyway. Basically, you can go to jail for this shit. Most cases are thrown out. Maryland, this one's interesting, allows for up to 10 years in prison.
That's
and a $1,000 fine upon criminal conviction for various acts, including bestiality, which they should get it.
Absolutely.
They haven't thrown these out. They're not really enforced, obviously, but it's just ironic that, like, gay marriage is legal, and they're still like, we're going to leave this in our little Bible Belt, please.
That's crazy. But a lot of those places weren't Bible Belt either, though. Like, Texas isn't considered Bible Belt, right?
But they're religious. It's a red state.
It is a red state, bitch. It sure is. God damn.
Well, what are we going to get to next?
Y'all, we about to be some rappers today, y'all.
We are, you guys. So, I love hip hop music.
Why do you have to? This is the accent you do?
This is an article from Complex. We got inspired from a Patreon episode we did where we were talking about how.
I think we were talking about WAP, actually.
Yeah, we were. But, you know, I mean, WAP, obviously, we're kind of tired of talking about it.
So is.
I will
God
say.
God damn. And, you know, a month and a half, 2 months later, they still talking about WAP.
Dude, I did Shan Booty's show for Quibi, and I did a Fuse show recently with Sasha D and Mercy. And on these shows, both of the show notes from, like, for the producers were like, oh, let's talk about WAP. I'm like, dog, y'all talking about these episodes still aren't going to air till, like, November, December.
Still? How? Right. No one cares.
But people, dude, I'm telling you, like, even Sasha and D, they were looking at me like, okay, so, like, let's talk about WAP. And then we got into other shit. But I could tell they were like, fuck, like, everybody's so obsessed with this.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm excited for the horrible decision this week, y'all. Weezy found this article, and we are going to run down some of the raunchiest rap lyrics to date.
I found a fave already.
Oh, well, I wonder if you picked the fave that I picked. So which one?
I doubt it. There's a list of 50.
So out of the 50, I'm going to start with my favorite one, and you tell me if it's yours. Because this comes from one of the songs that when it came on in the motherfucking club, even back in the teen club era, bitch, it was my motherfucking shit.
Slop and it starts on my knob.
Like corn on a cob. Check in with me. And do your job. Lay on the bed. And give me head. Hey, don't have to ask. Don't have to beg. Juicy is my name.
I was like, lick on my nuts.
Is my game. Suck, it's my favorite. My let's call the boys.
Let's run a train.
Ew. Okay, so actually,
I'm here for it.
None of those lyrics were picked, but one of the raunchiest lyrics in that song was, I started to knock, then came the odor, smelled like mush, should have had a whoosh, told her to stop and take a douche.
I'm mad that they didn't spell douche right. But
they didn't.
Okay.
They spelt it as, well, because it's supposed to rhyme with mush.
I got it.
You know?
It still would have if they spelled it correctly.
but that is actually, it's crazy because when I think about it, why
1999?
Why at 9 years old did I want the boys to come run a train? I did though.
Me
I
too?
Said that part loud as fuck.
That sounds like choo choo.
A bitch was happy. But yeah, and I was talking about it.
A train.
Get ride it. Woo, woo. Okay, so all of these, I'm not gonna lie.
Pussy looked like Pacquiao, I thought was great.
And okay, you wanna rap it?
No, I don't know the song, but I'll love that line. Pussy look like Pacquiao. Beat mine up as well. This is from Joel Santana, sorry. And the song is Nothing to Me. But also, you know, I'm a little Southern hoe, so I don't even know.
It's crazy because when I was looking at that list, I realized how much my musical influence was in the South. Because my second favorite one came from one that actually I wanted to sample in our intro. Which, by the way, Juicy J is our sample for Yeah.
We
hope.
Have to interview
we, him. We do. But the next one came from...
What it is, ho.
What's up?
Can a nigga get in them?
Good. Cut you up like you ain't been cut. Oh, yeah. Show your ass how to really catch a nut. Yeah. See, I just want you to know. A nigga said, show your ass how to really catch a nut. So, bitch... Women, we nut too. Thank you. And Trillville just clarified.
I'm glad that Trillville let you know that was the proper way to talk to men during sex, man.
He said, actually, Lil Scrappy was a part of that group. And bitch, he's still relevant, kind of, sort of, on the Love and Hip Hop.
Lil Scrappy was in Trillville?
He sure was.
Okay. Who was the nigga with the dreads? You know, that's my faves. Speaking of dreads, something that you would know about
here
basketball.
Here we go.
There is a man named Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I just want to put a hoop earring on him and meet him
in
Brooklyn.
Does he not have a hoop earring already? He's very eccentric when he's dressed outside of the uniform.
Ooh, I get that energy.
Oh, yeah. He got big dick energy for sure.
I feel like he would just, like, find me at, like, a Raven Brooklyn and be like, you want
to
do
acid? He used to play for the Bulls, and he just has this look like he is nasty.
Dude, I love Nick. I kind of like patchy beards.
Oh, he definitely has one of those.
Oh, let me follow him. Not for anything.
I ain't gonna lie. I may have slid in that nigga DMs back when he played for the Bulls because I thought he was just, he's just something about him. And his complexion, his skin is beautiful. Jimmy Butler, a fine man. Ladies, go ahead.
Hi, Jimmy! Exclamation point. I host a popular podcast called Horrible Decisions. We would love to have you on to discuss
Jimmy
athletics
Butler
and the
is
sex
not
drive.
Coming on Horrible Decisions.
Help me!
He is not coming on Horrible Decisions, no, bitch. He's trying to get a ring right now, bitch.
Someone told me he had a lot of, like, white friends when I brought him up, and I was like, I don't want him to.
I'm not gonna lie, I do. He does come off to me like he's a white girl fucker.
Really? Oh, yeah. He's a hoop. Bitch.
Yeah, he has a hoop. He definitely wears a hoop.
Damn, man, you really think he's a white girl fucker?
I think he's a white girl fucker.
Let me see. He follows Diplo. I knew it. I felt it in my soul. This nigga likes
But you're
the
still
rage.
Not white enough.
But it doesn't.
I think he's a white girl fucker. So even though you're half, it's just not going to cut it.
I mean, look at these pictures of my father.
There's no way you even get your biracialness
off. Bitch, I would
off.
Never try to play up the white to get some dick.
I was just saying. So one of the other ones.
Damn, he follows no Instagram hoes. He right.
No, bro. He just smart. None of the niggas I fuck follow hoes. They all have finstas.
Who the fuck is Danielle Bradbury? Oh my God. Are you serious? He wants to fuck bitches like this.
I told you.
I'm fun.
You're not even a blonde. I'm closer to that than you are with the blonde.
This is
nothing
so
else.
Unfair. I need to hear him talk.
I told you. Like a white boy. Nah, he talk like a nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
But if he follows Diplo, he do be on some white boy shit, which I'm about.
Oh my God. Anyways, y'all. One of the other songs that came down the list that I liked was from another song. This isn't really Southern, but Pharrell with Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's Hot, Eligible Bachelor, Million Dollar Boat. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. Now, I just want to say, it's not really that white. I have seen a lot of cum lately because for some reason I'm changing. I'm growing. I'm evolutionizing or whatever. I be asking him to come all over me
has
now.
Has he come in your pussy yet?
Oh, yeah. We be doing that. Like,
wow.
Don't do this. Oh, my God.
If we can go.
But
back.
I don't need to talk.
Y'all ain't on birth control. Y'all be letting this come to your stupid.
My nigga probably comes dust. He's old.
Bitch, first of all, it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Guess what?
What?
The shade is now throwing right
There's
back
no
to you,
shame.
Man. Oh, you
He's
had
my
the
nigga.
Shade.
There is a difference.
My niggas have come
but,
in.
Which is my nigga.
What's the difference?
There's a difference when, to me, I don't believe in that when you have multiple partners.
Who had multiple partners when
I mean, you
coming
know,
to me?
I don't know. I don't know.
My nigga was coming
Bro,
in my
you,
pussy.
You mentioned one time a nigga coming in your pussy and you going to another nigga.
To eat it out.
Exactly. So regardless, there's still another nigga involved.
First of all,
I
Andy,
wasn't doing that.
You know for a fact.
It doesn't matter. It
that
doesn't matter.
The niggas
matter.
That have come
it
to my pussy
is,
have been in my, ma- this have is my, been my
he,
man.
He done upgraded from a toot to a butt. So yeah, like we chilling now.
Bitch, so you wasn't shady about Obey. coming in my pussy. And I'm fucking the same nigga.
No, it's when you talk about cream pies. I don't be.
That's a cream pie.
I don't push it out. I go straight to the bathroom.
It's when it's in there.
I mean, it's
not. Oh my God. Do we host a sex show?
We do, but you're like, ooh, I like to push it out and make it look. I just go straight to the bathroom.
You are so full of shit.
I piss when I'm done.
You see how this bitch is trying to make it work?
You see how phony she is, Benson?
You bitch, you phony.
Benson, she was like, multiple niggas. I didn't have multiple niggas. Bitch, you just said you had one nigga coming.
I've never had multiple niggas.
It doesn't matter. You had one nigga coming. You with one other nigga. Regardless, if I shamed it, it's because there's multiple niggas involved.
First of all, you and I both know
I'm in a whole relationship right now. Let me be great.
No. Because you couldn't let me be great.
So the next rap lyric.
3.5 years. Now you're 30. Now suddenly your brain changed.
The next rap lyric that we will discuss has something to do with pussy. And because we are from the South, it's only right that we bring up plies, baby. I don't care when you get a pussy. I gotta get the fucking shit because I'm trying to rap it. Anyways, the word is
a fake mic. Like
I don't care when you get it. Her pussy still smell the same. Period just went off and you can't smell a thing. Pussy smell and touch. Like, bitch, this is a problem.
Okay.
Pussy smell and touch like she was 13. Bitches, was that the goddamn lyric?
Huh.
That is problematic.
Oh, this is what a pussy smell like
pussy
water.
Pussy smell like water, but he says pussy smell and touch like she was 13. All right, he needs to change those lyrics.
That's fucking disgusting.
That is really bad.
Oh, this sounds nice. I have a 10-foot pole that I'll put in your hole. Yin Yang Twins. I like that.
I like that. And of course, it wouldn't be right before we get up out this motherfucker, because look, she done tried to bring the heat on my ass. One of the first ladies to do it, specifically in the South.
Trina.
In the South, yeah.
Kaya.
Yeah, no, Trina.
Oh.
Trina came before Kaya.
I could spin around and keep the dick still inside.
This is a good one because it has to do with what we were talking about in the beginning of this episode, which maybe this is you. I'm going to make it rain for you. Here's a golden shower. Smell it like a flower. My pussy is a rose. Come a little closer.
I
want
like to
fuck
your
nose.
If you want it, you can get it.
So let me tell you, it's really crazy because I just had a sex position against something I've never done before. And it wasn't like I was fucking his nose, but it felt like I was sitting in a chair. He turned his body into
a chair.
It felt like you were in a chair? Because how he positioned his body. So let me explain it to you guys. If you guys want to try this at home, it was amazing. So let me figure out. So he pulled me to sit on his face, but the way I sat on his face, he lifted his knees to kind of seem like it was a back to a chair. And so his knees are behind me and I'm literally like my pussy is sitting on his face and I'm just relaxing because then
I'm
back on his knees.
It was like a spa
like
day.
It's a chair. It was literally like a fucking, like one of those like the pool chairs. He had his legs up. I was just slid down on his face and he was just eating.
You was just slid
I
down.
I was just slid down on his face.
Sounds like a rap lyric.
Ooh, face in my space.
I was just slid down on his face. Up and down, Will and Grace.
Does Will and Grace go up and down? Okay, we gotta work on these rap lyrics. Okay. Oh, Jesus. All right, you want to get into the home mail?
This home mail, this week.
It's kind of long.
A patron. No, it's not. Sorry.
No. Shout out to our patrons, by the way. Shout them out. By the way, y'all, if you a patron, shout out to you, baby.
That's right. So, Tahor or not Tahor?
Ooh, Tahor. Wait,
show,
do you have to read
caps.
It? Tahor or not Tahor? Tahor. Okay, go ahead.
Good point. But maybe it's trifling.
Okay.
Please read me on your show, all caps. Wheezy and Mandy, you spelled it wrong. I love you guys. You make my day listening.
I hate when they spell our fucking names wrong.
You make my day by listening to the show in my cubicle at work. I'm a 28-year-old mixed with Puerto Rican and black. Bitch, why are you trying to, why do we care?
You know what I mean?
You trying to like show off your Puerto Ricanness? The fuck?
I'm Puerto Rican and black.
Like the Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican and blacks love to say they Puerto Rican and black.
They just do.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Let's see if it matters.
Is that problematic?
I know.
Because I hate, I'm Puerto Rican and
it's
black.
It's like when people be like, I'm black, but I got a little Indian.
No.
Okay, wait.
Go
ahead. I'm Puerto Rican and black, and I had gotten into some fun ho shit since I was 26, right after a toxic and abusive relationship that I was in for 8 years. I'm glad you got out, sis. But besides that, very recently, I am faced with a horrible decision, and I'm not sure if I should do it and just go with the flow or not. So there are two guys that are interested in me, and I am more so interested in one of them than the other. The one guy is a trainer at my gym. He is fucking fine. Bald head, nice beard.
Okay.
Green hazel eyes, also mixed with...
See what I mean? This is race play.
I'm trying to look.
This might be race play. What is he mixed with?
Also mixed with Puerto Rican and black. He's a 41-year-old, which I have never been with a man who has... Who was that? Much older than me, but definitely had a fantasy of being with an older man like this. He definitely flirts. Recently, we exchanged numbers. Been talking and flirting ever since.
Okay, that's the gym man. Who the other man?
Now, on the other hand, I went on a date with this guy who is not typically my type. I usually go for, which is white guys or Spanish guys. This guy is Nigerian. I met him through a friend. He kept asking if he could take me out, so I decided, okay, why not? He's not ugly at all. Bitch, why would he be?
See? Bro, she's racist.
Girl, do you she's listen racist. To our show?
She's racist, bro.
He's not ugly at all.
Why? Because he's Nigerian?
This is so strange.
Yeah.
Have you seen? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you finish?
I'm sorry.
Because I want to hear what this racist had to say.
This guy is Nigerian. I met him through a friend. He kept asking if he could take me out. I decided why not. He's not ugly at all. He's just not my typical go-to. Plus, I really enjoy his accent. LOL. And he's a really nice guy, respectful and knowledgeable. So he talked to me about how he would like to take me other places and whatnot. What girl wouldn't mind being taken out and him spending money on you? So not trying to make this extra long, LOL. Well, it is. I feel like if I accept this from the Nigerian guy that I would have to fuck him. I did let him know that I was not interested in being in a relationship. I like being single and enjoying life, but I didn't mind being friends with him, getting to know each other and hanging out, which he said was fine. But I know he wants to be more than that eventually. I've never dealt with two guys being really into me at once. I don't want to lead him on or hurt his feelings, but I do enjoy just being friends with him. Common in parentheses is the Nigerian guy. So my question is, whore or not to whore? I feel like this would be great advice for the both of you because I see myself in all parts of this email and relating to you lovely ladies. Please also look me up on IG. She gave it to us, but it was private. I can't wait to hear back from you. Can't wait to go to a live show.
First off, girl, you sound racist. But I will also say you're in the very early phases of both of these guys, and unless they're both trying to put a ring on you right now, bitch, you can talk to both. It's not like...
Speaking of putting rings on people, Nigerians will probably marry you quicker than a Puerto Rican nigga you talking to, my mama. So...
And he got green eyes. He's definitely a hoe.
The fuck?
You know what I mean? He works at the gym.
Send us pictures of both of these
niggas. I don't care. He work at a gym. He a hoe.
Definitely.
I would say, yeah, to me, I think she... Because both of these guys are interested in you doesn't mean that they both want to be with you. And... It could just be very well that both of them may just want to have sex with you. Just because the Nigerian is actually taking you out and wants to maybe travel with you doesn't mean that he's also looking for a relationship with you. I think that you may put those things to mean more than what they really are.
Can I be shady?
I just called her a racist, so go ahead.
I just feel like you think maybe because you're Puerto Rican and black that you are something special to this Nigerian man.
Ooh, shade, bitch.
Let me get it out.
Okay.
I feel like Latinas sometimes assume that black men are going to worship them
and treat them differently than black women.
He just might be that type of nigga.
And Nigerians are respectful.
They are respectful, one.
And
they
gentlemen,
are generous,
and they're generous as fuck.
Chivalrous. And I've dated some, you've been with some, and they have always treated me very, mm-hmm. very kindly. And so I think that maybe you think because he wants to do all these things that
he is just wanting to be with you when maybe he does not.
Yeah. I mean, even if he does want to fuck you, which I'm sure he does because niggas love pussy, that doesn't necessarily mean, like, he might do this for every bitch. It doesn't necessarily mean it's something
special. I will
special.
Say what I didn't like, and this is maybe done unconsciously, how she started off with her
race. He's not ugly at all.
Well, that when too, but that. You start off with your race. Let us know the gym guy is also your race and how beautiful he is. And then when you go to speak about the Nigerian, you say, oh, he's actually not my normal type. And then go straight to saying he's not ugly. As if a Nigerian or a fully black man or a dark skinned man would be ugly. So I had a problem with, I think that mentality, and I get it. We all have preferences. I had a problem with how that was outlined. I did not like that at all. Because we talk about race play a lot. If a black man started saying, oh yeah, I was with this black girl, but she's not, don't worry, the black girl's not ugly, but I was with this Puerto Rican and black and she was, we would have a problem with it too. Like,
now, I want to cut you there. Trash. Now, type to me is different.
Type and preference is fine. If that's,
because if she would have said, I like Spanish niggas and white niggas, okay.
Which she did.
I know. If she would have said just that, all right, I got you.
But the way she broke it down, it came off as
that was uncomfortable,
as colorist and racist as fuck. But nonetheless, again, I do like what you said. Yes, it was shady, bitch. But what you said was right. Go ahead. You want to throw some more shade?
I feel like she's going to write us an email about how she didn't realize how racist it sounded. But now
good. We taught her some shit.
And yeah.
Now you're really learning from horrible decisions, bitch. We're about to make your 30s great. Since you're 28, you have time to learn. But bitch, don't be out here talking like this because this is fucking problematic.
I feel bad going in on her, but I don't at the same time.
I don't either because that's a problem. And I don't like, I actually...
So I skimmed this and I was like, okay, should I fuck them? What about that? And I didn't see any of this.
Yeah,
shit.
But to break it down,
to be surprised when
to
I read
break it.
It
down like that though, like I don't like that it was automatically too. Like, well, I normally date Spanish and white guys, and the Nigerian that I'm talking to, he's not my type, but he's not ugly. As if dark skin or black people are ugly, and I don't like that.
That part was wild.
That was weird.
And you know what's funny? When I read the Puerto Rican and black, I was
like, why did she say that? Why did she say that?
I thought she was gonna say something about her culture with a nigga. That's where I thought the Puerto
Rican. Okay. Because yes,
I thought she said I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah. I thought she was gonna be like, I like this or whatever. But girl, and you know I'm a problematic motherfucker doing y'all accents, but
girl. That was problematic.
It looking like it to me.
That was problematic.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
It is a problem.
Be with the man from the gym because I don't.
What?
From the gym. Man from the gym.
You're annoying. You're just annoying.
Nah, that shit was kind of fucked up. And to be honest,
it was
you,
super
like,
fucked up.
It doesn't sound. If you're saying he's not ugly, but if you're not attracted to him, like. I don't know. I think.
Well, then that's the thing, too. To me, you're saying you're not attracted to him.
If he's a trick, he's a trick, but.
Yeah, so to me, it shouldn't be to hoe or not to hoe because, like I said, I don't even feel like you're interested in one. So then what are you getting out of it? Do you want the trips? Do you want to be taken out? Because maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's a little nigga from the gym just trying to bust it down and leave and you realize he's not offering the trips and the dates that you want. So it's not even, to me, I think you're getting what you want out of a man from one that you're not interested in. And the nigga you really want to take down, you realize he's not offering you shit. So that's where you think there's a dilemma when, no, bitch, no, you're a racist. Sorry. Jesus.
It's so crazy because, like, I feel like people really can't see outside of themselves. And I'm sure that this girl had no fucking idea.
But did she read it back?
Nah.
I don't think people read shit back.
Nah, because people be saying it's dumb shit. Let me see what time she sent this.
So you think she was drunk? Here you go. You think she was tired?
I was.
That shit gonna say 11 a.m.
To whore.
Wide awake.
What time was she thinking of whoring to not to whore? She sent it Sunday at 1:17.
Right after church. Right after church, bitch.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Well, that is the end of this show. And you know what? I don't like it. I don't like it, the Puerto Rican.
I hate you. All right, y'all. I'm dead. Nah, she tried.
Hey, man, send us the pictures, though, because I'm trying to see what them niggas look like.
Nah, bro, I don't want to see shit from her.
Nah, I want to see.
You can see it, bitch. You better send
it to the Weezy WTF.
You better send that friend request on that private ass page.
I'm not.
Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Y'all, I'm about to be real different on here. Y'all know a bitch got a nigga, a bitch in her 30s, a bitch over here. You know what I mean? What?
If you were single in your 30s, you'd be a bitch.
Oh, bitch. I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? No, because a lot of our people listen. A lot of my friends are 30 and single.
But you've been single for a while. But I feel like now, like, you're already a bitch. And so, like, 30s and single, you'd be such a fucking bitch to do this.
I need to go hold y'all. I was just in a group chat with two of my homegirls, and they're, like, sharing dating apps. And I was like, good luck, guys. Don't need those. I was such a bitch. Sorry, it was funny to me.
If only you knew how you treated.
That's fine. I don't care. I don't care.
Is it your time?
It's my time to shine.
You guys,
you're not gonna rain on my parade.
Listen, check us out on Patreon. $5 a month. We are gonna do Tickled. I'm telling it here right now. We are gonna do it for October.
Also, yeah, if y'all are all cut up too with all of these episodes on the platform, we have over 80 episodes over on Patreon.
They are fun. And to be honest with you guys, Mandy and I are doing the best we can to social distance from each other and record as much as we can. So if you want some updated shit, check us out on Patreon. That's going to be the best way to get some updated shit in our lives. Mondays, check out Period Sis. Tuesday, check out For Fact's Sake.
Oh, and Tuesdays, there's another podcast. Y'all will check out. Follow my social media and keep up with that. But also, I know a lot of you guys just saw us twerking and turning up in the Mexico. And so just kind of like the hedonism episode, stay tuned. We will be giving a full recap of our Mexico experience at Temptation for Mocha Fest. So if you guys are interested, the same way a lot of you guys were curious about what hedonism is like in Jamaica, Temptation is one of those same type of swinger adult only resorts.
Right. We're going to be doing our episode soon when we're together, but we'll give a little bit of a teaser on it on Patreon. Also, yep. If you're visiting Tulum, I'm living there again. Check me out in La Veleta. That's my neighborhood.
You just want people to just pull up on you.
No, it's bitch as a whole. It's like saying I live in the Lower East.
Oh, okay.
But well, I mean, no, like Mexico, it's a bunch of tourists. So like if there's black ones that come and you listen to the show, meet me.
Oh, well, that too. Well, anyways, guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Peace.
Bye.
There is a song that came out in 1935 and I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to play it, but I found this on Twitter. Basically, someone found this song because people were like, oh, what about the music back then? It was so much better and more wholesome. And when
do you want me to play it?
No, I got it. Hold on. Let me get my mic over to the computer.
This song is from 1935.
I got a big brody and I can fuck in Maine with real good plays. Talking about foot.
Talking about suck. Fucking suck.
All night long.
Oh, wait, the end is hilarious.
And I can do it to you, honey, until the cow come home.
She's kind of fine.
If you suck my pussy, baby, I'll suck your dick. I'll do it to you, honey, till I make you shit.
Baby. She gonna suck his dick till he shit.
I'ma suck your dick. Hell, I make you shit.
That like,
was so fine.
I ain't even gonna hold you. Now I might be thinking about my dick sucking skills because I don't think I ever sucked a nigga dick to make him shit now.
That's a blumpkin. Didn't Vinny get one?
No, it's not a blumpkin. That's sucking a nigga's dick while he shits.
Bitch, it's close enough. So anyway, basically.
No, bro, it's not.
No, but like when I heard that music, and it's just crazy how people act like niggas wasn't fucking back then. What do you think Kama Sutra is? But I think moreover, the interesting thing about the video and all of that stuff, I really loved how. So I'm a big believer in being who your brand is, right? Like if people think that you're a fucking nasty ass, dirty ass bitch, and that's how you make money, be that bitch. Don't change up and switch up on me now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That it's funny. I want to bring this guy up. It just came up, my ADD. But I have a friend who makes movies. And we had a guy named Trav Q on this show who's a comedian.
Oh, and I wasn't on that. So, I wasn't on that episode.
So dry. And I brought Akash in early to that episode because I was like, I cannot believe this. Like, why is this guy so dry?
Was he as dry as our guest this week?
No, that guy is just super slow. I'm an escort.
When I tell you, that was probably the longest hour that I've had in a long time on this show.
He loves to tell.
Y'all, I really hope y'all work through this week's episode.
I think that's why he gets paid. Okay, so wait. So I was talking to the casting director about Trav Q, and he loves Trav Q, right? And I was like, bro, I had an episode with him. He was trash. He was like, that's his personality. He's a comedian. Like, he's a personality. Like, that's just who he gets paid to be. That doesn't mean he has to be that person. And I was like, bullshit. You come on a podcast. You are the personality that I think you're supposed to be. That's who people came to listen to, and that's what we want to see. So with Cardi and Meg, they have completely, in my mind, shown me that with this video. If I thought Meg was sexy, lit, thick, sexual, fucking nasty, if I thought Cardi B was raunchy, hood, they gave me all of that shit. And I was so impressed with how baps and gorgeous they looked at the same time. Bitch.
I love it.
That gown, but also that fucking hairstyle and the nails.
That motherfucking ponytail that looked like a chain. Ugh. When Cardi had on that leopard print shit.
What do you guys think about how annoying is that petition for the Kylie shit?
You know what? I done told my friend, so Medina tweeted, should I sign this petition to get Cardi out of the, to get Kylie out of this video.
I feel like she would love it because she got mad white friends.
I said, if you sign that, we're no longer friends, because now I just feel like you're miserable with your life, because to spend time, there's a ton of other petitions that you can sign on change.org that are really making a difference in life. Would you like me to send you those petitions?
And I'm going
to
tell you, yeah, it's like the Kardashians are annoying. We're all annoyed that they take black shit, but they're not going to go anywhere. One and two, she did look good in the video. I felt that she was unnecessary.
She looked fucking great.
I felt it was unnecessary, but I never thought to myself, like, how dare Cardi and Meg? Like, I get why they use that girl. I really feel like I understand it. Like, Kylie is the epitome of white girl, reality TV, all of those things. Like, people are obsessed with this girl for a fucking reason. And seeing her in that video was so not what I thought I would see that I found it funny. I was like, wow.
Can I ask you whose verses you resonated with more? Because they both kind of talk their different shit. And I just want to say my favorite part real quick. I don't know if you want to pull it.
I got a ring or the dangly throat.